There's all kinds of houses we live in here on earth, but Jesus is preparing a forever home for us in heaven.
That's right. Jesus made the way for us to spend eternity with Him. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. There are a ton of cool houses people live in all around the world. Like in Chile and Peru, many people live in palafitos houses. They're built over the water in lakes and lagoons, and they stand up on skinny pillars. Or you might find some palapas if you visit the Philippines. They're built with open walls and covered with dried palm branches. If you're a Christian, you'll live in a special house one day too. 1 John 14 verses 2 and 3 says, "My Father's house has many rooms, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me." Our story today is called A Forever Home. "Mom," Santiago wailed, "I have to write a report tonight on how Native Americans lived long ago. I totally forgot. It was due tomorrow." "Well, start researching for your report," Mom says. "I'll fix you a snack. How about carrots and dip?" Santiago sighed. "Okay." He sat down at the computer and began to scroll through different websites. "Hey, Mom, listen to this," he said after a few minutes. "It says here that not all Native American houses were made the same." Mom nodded. "That's probably because people lived in so many different places and they didn't all have the same kind of environment or lifestyles," she replied as she scooped some dip into a bowl. "Yeah. Tribes that lived on plains, like the Blackfeet and Lakota, lived in teepees made of buffalo hides. They could just fold them up and follow the buffalo herds," Santiago said. "Algonquin people, who lived in the forest areas, had homes with rounded tops called wigwams. They were often covered with the bark of trees. And in the desert, Navajo people lived in hogans that were covered with earth." "Different kinds of houses fit their different needs," observed Mom. "Does that remind you of the kind of place Jesus said he was going to prepare for us?" "Well, now that you mention it, it does. He's fixing a place for us in his Father's house. That's heaven, isn't it?" "That's right," said Mom. "And the place he prepares will be perfect. The Bible says that when Jesus returns, he will create a new heaven and a new earth. He will get rid of sin forever and make everything new." Mom set the carrots and dip on the table. Native Americans built the right kind of house for their various needs, but earthly houses are only temporary. The home Jesus prepares for us will last forever. "In the Bible, he mentions mansions," said Santiago. "It would be cool to live in one of those." "Some translations don't use the word mansions, but the place Jesus is preparing will be a wonderful home," Mom said. She laughed, "and we won't have to make monthly payments on it." Santiago grinned, "because Jesus paid the price for us." So how about you? What's your home like? You may live in an apartment, a mobile home, or a big brick house. Maybe you have a room of your own, or you share one with a sibling. Maybe your mom and your dad live with you, or maybe not. Thank God for providing a home for you on earth. But don't forget, it's only temporary. If you know Jesus, you'll one day live in the forever home he has prepared for you. Our key verse is John 14:3. Jesus said,
"After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you with me so that you can be where I am."
And our key thought, Jesus is preparing a forever home. Hey Hope, what do you think of the Keys for Kids app?
Your app is the best. I like games and TV, but your app is what I like more because it teaches me about God.
Download the Keys for Kids app by searching Keys for Kids in your app store. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.